Metra commuters, your attention please. The next Metra train approaching your station will be a Metra Express train and will not stop.
That train's hauling. Welcome to Voices Carry. My name is Randy Scott. The podcast for not only the Village of Carry, but anybody out there in a village that wants to break free of social media and go to find greener grass. I am not in the studio. I am on holiday with my family. And thank you for joining me out here. I wanted to put a show together. There's nothing that stops this show. So every weekday we broadcast live on X, Rumble, and YouTube. This podcast was born out of just elevating the conversation with the national election going on. Some say, you know, the sky's falling. I'm here to tell you that it's not falling. And even if it does, I hope this podcast brings our village together and our community together and even the surrounding towns together to where we can, the grass isn't greener on the other side. It's the grass is greener where we water it. So that's what I want to do is water the grass. It's kind of a fireside chat. Got a little fire going. I have a fun show. I haven't been camping, haven't showered in about a month. So I have a nice show. It's going to be fun. Let's dive into it. No Bigfoot. I think he's still out there, but we won't check in on Bigfoot. Maybe later. One moment. I added one more slide, and I forgot to bring it in. So I'm going to do that right now. I forgot to bring in the whole slideshow. So, please stand by. We're off to a good start. Almost done. Here we go. All right. We're rolling. All right. Here we go. So like I said, fun show. Let's dive into it. Okay. So the superintendent for Three Oaks, or not Three Oaks, but District 26 as a whole, Dr. White, he says, thanks to the quick response of Kyle Block and Rosie Kond of Three Oaks Eagles, they were able to provide CPR and use AED on a person involved in an accident today in the school parking lot. We pray for his recovery and are thankful for the two amazing administrators. Quick thinking, and we covered this yesterday with the accident. So thank you for being quick on the feet and watching out for all of us. So I wanted to start a new segment. Called the Isle of Shame, which is apparently what it's called for Aldi. The Isle of Shame is the middle aisle in Aldi. It's Meredith's favorite aisle, and I try to avoid it at all costs because it's usually we end up with, you know, 16 candles and another waffle maker, but I want to do like a live video shot of, not a live, but like a video shot of Aldi, Isle of Shame, and then bring it to you guys, so it's like, so you can see So you can be like, I need to avoid that aisle. But there is a Facebook group called the Avid Aldi Shoppers of Cary, Illinois. And they posted some pictures of the Aisle of Shame. We're going to dive into it. Nice little art there for children's room. Infant play gym. Pennies on the dollar, $13. Looks like some pet sweaters. Some jeggings. Some Tupperware, $6.50, that's a deal. Coffee maker, they're practically giving that away. $18. No recall yet. The last, we covered a coffee maker that had a recall on it, but it was just for, like, spraying some water out. But, yeah, so, oh, waffle maker, bonus, $6.50. Make your waffles. So I think that'll be fun. We'll try that out. We'll have a intro to that, and you know, we'll have some fun with that. McHenry County, Illinois, today early voting expanded to 12 locations spread across McHenry County. Early voting is fast, easy, and secure, and your vote is in the bank. You can learn more about early voting and vote by mail in McHenry County by visiting that link. I know it's Cary Public Library has early voting, and it's opened at a whole like a handful of locations in the area. So, doesn't matter who you're voting for, get out there, vote, and lock it in, and confirm on the printout that you everything's correct. Some of you might have received. I know I did. A few other family members did some unclaimed property. The Illinois Treasurer's Office is encouraging nearly 140,000 residents to cash in their unclaimed property checks. So if you received one of those in the mail, take it to the bank. The Jewels, stop by any one of our Jewel Osco locations from 12 to 1 on Saturday, October 26th for a fangtastic trick-or-treat event. Dress to impress in your favorite costume and come trick-or-treat with us. That sounds like fun. That sounds like a company-wide thing too. Should be fun, and I know the chamber is holding a Halloween walk as well that we covered yesterday that goes past the Jewels. The Cary Public Library, or the Cary Park District, unleash your child's creativity with cartoon drawing classes. 6 to 12 years old. Tuesdays, November 17th, December through December 17th. That looks like a lot of fun, a lot of good paintings. No red X's like the Impractical Jokers did with that episode that they did. That's actually some really good... Bob Ross would be impressed. Joe Cicero posted this, so much respect for farmers. That's the truth. Getting to the work done day and night. This is the harvest season, so they're at it. Thank you, Joe Cicero. Deer Path, we are so grateful to the PTO, Cary School District 26, for hosting a great Ghouls Night Out. Cookie decorating, conversations with special people, and crafts. That looks like fun. Oak Knoll, kindergarten students work hard on blending letters to make words. They are amazing. That looks like fun. Big Sharpie. You can't go wrong with big chisel tip markers. Anything is going to be fun. Briargate Cary. Staff decides to dress like Mr. Nass for Boss's Day. I love the creativity. Thanks for making me feel special and for putting a smile on my face. Well done. That's a happy group. That's a team over there. Family. Cary Grove High School Boys Soccer. It's coming down. That bracket is getting close. So their Road to Regionals begins tomorrow. Actually, today. That was from yesterday. So Chris Lake Central versus Cary Grove. Let's go CG. The Village of Cary Twitter page. Just an update on that. And I do research for the show, and I looked up Cary, and I saw this. This is the town of Cary, North Carolina. They changed their name during October to the town of Scary for Cary, North Carolina. I thought that was funny and fun. And a nice message, too. Like, Cary, live inspired. That's good to see. I like that. And then one post from them that I just saw that was pinned. It was town of Cary, North Carolina. Happy birthday, Cary, North Carolina, on April 3rd, 1871. Cary officially became a town. Check out just a few of our classic photos. The Cary in the bottom right looks like our Cary station sign. And the Cary Fire Department, we had a rig similar to that here in Illinois. It's a small world after all. The village of Cary is putting some new cross-hatching markings for do not stand on area for, like, when you drive your vehicle near the railroad tracks. This was actually how they said this was actually a good idea on their part, because the fact that they're doing this now, they're utilizing a safety flagger from Union Pacific at the railroad crossing on Jandis, which they're currently working on. So they're doing it at the same time, which it's heads up thinking by the village of Cary. And then this picture, I saw really doable, easy if you have a correct layout. Even if you don't, I think you can maybe make it work. But this is, you know, pennies on the dollar Halloween decoration ideas. You know, just turn the light on in the bedroom, put eyes on the window, and some fangs on the porch or on the garage door, and you're the scariest house on the block. I thought that was a fun one to end with. We're gonna do Bigfoot. I think we're gonna do Bigfoot. Let's check in on Bigfoot. He's still out there. He's roaming. This is still an unknown location in Cary. This is a 15-year-old video that I came across on the YouTubes. And we are going to try to find out where this location is and see if there's any credibility to this video. It's slightly concerning. That's my ugly face, and there's my live ugly face. Thank you for joining me on holiday here, and I'm glad you guys could come out, and starting to actually drizzle a little bit, but I'm always happy to bring current events, and this show is for you. Please email us at voicescary@proton.me. That's voicescary@proton.me. It will not fall on deaf ears. It's Voices Cary. That's you. Thank you again, and have a great day. Yeah.
toys can see everything.
So play nice.